It's time now for Safe Investing and the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne, with Director of Operations, Ms. Vicki Miller.
Hello.
And insurance professional, Gary Garner.
Hello, everyone.
I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. What's on the agenda today, guys?
Well, you're going to hear a lot of people talking right now about end-of-the-year planning, and I think that's really great. We start end-of-the-year planning at the beginning of the year because you need to be thinking about planning every day. If you're just waiting till the end of the year to make some of your plans, you've probably missed some opportunities, and you're probably just going to be trying to catch up. We look forward in our practice. So we help you look at risks that are going to affect you every year. Most people think of end-of-the-year planning as tax planning, and that's important. Taxes are important. Our taxes are probably going to go up a little bit next year, not like they're going to go up in 2017, but we're going to have a slight tax increase next year. Some people are going to get a little bit of a surprise this year because they've been getting a child tax care credit, and you've been getting that check all during the year. Normally, when you get to file your taxes, you take that credit on your return. Since you've been getting those checks, that credit's not going to be there. Good tax planning begins far before the end of the year. You need to always be looking at how you're saving and what the effect of taxes will be when you get ready to start taking money out of your accounts. Most of us save money in a tax-deferred account, IRA, 401k, 403b. I don't care what you call it. These are great vehicles to save money, to let them grow tax-free, but the problem is when you put money in a tax-deferred account, if your taxes are not lower in retirement, that might not be the best place to put all of your money. Definitely you want to put money in a tax-deferred account, especially to capture any company contributions that may be matching contributions. So we look at taxes all year long. We look at taxes when people come in and say, well, how can I put my money away so that I can have the most money available when I retire? We had a seminar last night, and we asked folks what they were concerned about. Taxes, top of the list, because most people realize that because of the stimulus spending we've spent the last year and because of rising numbers of people that are utilizing Medicare and Social Security, that the government's tax responsibility, well, the government's expenses are going to go up. When the government's expenses go up, that means they've got to raise more tax revenue, and we pay the taxes. So tax planning is a very, very important part of retirement planning. Now, let us talk to you about Roths. If you've contributed to your Roth this last year, congratulations. If you just retired, you may have some catch-up contributions available where you can go ahead and still take advantage of contributions from this year. So those are things that we talk about with our clients. We talk about taxes at the first meeting that we have with a client because we want to look at your whole picture, not just your taxes. Taxes are definitely an important part of what you're going to have to deal with when you retire. I think it was Will Rogers, maybe it was Benjamin Franklin, that said, you know, the only thing that's certain in this life is death and taxes. So I would hope that that maybe one day our taxes could go down some. Our taxes went down in 2017, and they are due to go back up in January of 2026. So right now we're helping people look at how they can convert part of their tax-deferred savings into tax-exempt. You know, you can buy the IRS out anytime you want. You just have to pay the tax that you owe. And for some people, and everyone's situation is different, you can start converting some of your qualified money into non-qualified money and let that grow tax-free. So that's one of the things we ask people to come in and talk with us about. The other thing that has really been a big factor, and this was a big topic last night, is inflation. You know, we have not had the type of inflation that we've had this last year in over a decade. You know, pegging almost 6%, that is triggering what looks like right now about a 5.9% increase in your Social Security benefits. Well, you know, that's nice. That's going to make up for the 6% that inflation has increased the cost of goods. You know, Victoria, you probably see this when you go to the grocery store. How much has a steak gone up? How much have eggs gone up? How much has gasoline gone up? Some of those costs may come back down, some may not. A lot of that's going to depend on how our economy still continues to react to the pressures of people changing jobs, people maybe not being able to stay in their current job. So when you talk about retirement planning, income tax is, or taxes in general, are a big part of it.
And that's why it's important to sit down and talk with someone to help you navigate through all of that. And you can do that by calling our office at 251-625-1226 or our toll-free number.
1-877-251-1984. And, of course, I'm always the one that's going to say, go to our website, Ask Jim Bird. That's B-Y-R-D, askjimbird.com. It's available 24/7. There's some general information on there. Obviously, we can't put specific information because every client that comes in our office is a little bit different. There is no such thing as a cookie cutter approach when you come in and talk with one of our advisors at Safe Harbor Financial. You can't do it. So that's why when we sit down and talk with people, we look at their whole picture. The other thing that was important last night is healthcare. What are our healthcare expenses going to be when we get older? I mentioned last night, I read this the other day, and this is a pretty neat breakthrough. We'll see where it goes. A group of doctors, I believe they were in Israel, I could be wrong, have successfully printed with a 3D printer a working human heart. And the cool thing was they took DNA from a donor, and they used that DNA incorporated with the material to make the heart. Does that mean that we might be able to make organs that will be less susceptible to rejection and maybe not need some of the higher cost drugs? When you think about healthcare, most of us think of Medicare. Lots of our clients, and I bet many of you, are getting a nice little letter in the mail right now saying, oh, by the way, your Medicare Part B premiums next year will be increasing from, on average, $148 to, on average, $170 and, I think, 10 cents. This is because partly because of a new Alzheimer's drug that could be a breakthrough in treating this disease, but boy, it's expensive. So there are people in Congress arguing right now against having this increase in your Medicare premium because it affects people's income. You know, we're dealing with already 6% inflation. Now you're going to add an increase in the cost of your Medicare premiums. That's affecting the people that have been saving for retirement and are in retirement. So that's just another aspect of retirement planning that when we sit down with a client, we not only look at taxes, we look at longevity, we look at health care, and we look at things that most of you have probably heard about called rates of return. You know, your longevity is one of the things that is one of your biggest threats to your retirement savings because you've got to stretch your money over a longer period of time. For people who were my parents' age, you know, they had a life expectancy of 60, 70 years. Our life expectancy right now is way up in the 80 year for on average for half of us. So we've got to find ways to stretch our money, to let our money grow, and to try and insulate it as much as we can from forces in the world that cause our stock market to go up and down.
That's right, Gary. And I think most, if not all of us, can agree that we certainly have seen one of the strangest economies that we've seen in a decade, just from my visual observation. I mean, if you look at last Friday, the market was very reactionary to a new little virus that's in our midst again. And then on Monday, it came back up. And then, you know, that's really a ride that most individuals that we see in our office really don't want to take all that much anymore. especially as they get further along in retirement. And I want to take it back to just a second when we were talking about year-end tax planning. You know, under the Build Back Better plan that is up there sitting on the Hill, you know, part of what they're doing, it does include a lot of the tax changes. And you hit on some of it about the RMDs. Last year in 2020, if you were of RMD age, you were not required to take RMDs. Now, not everyone took advantage of that.
Right.
But that certainly helped some individuals with a tax break because of the income or lack of income that they would have to pay in the following tax season. But those that were not as of RMD age as of last year might be dealing with that this year. So now you have increased income and you have a more expensive tax burden, possibly.
Sure.
That you might be responsible for this year. And it's also another thing to consider as well. You know, if you have an individual retirement account, as we call them, IRAs and a 401k, well, that's definitely important for you to sit down and talk with somebody to help strategize some of those tax moves. You might find out that you're able to take a withdrawal from your 401k depending on how long you've been vested with your company and their rules and guidelines, and they're all different. And you might be able to take some of that money out and roll it over, which is also a good thing for you to do to help protect some of that money so you're not participating in those market volatilities that you and Jim see all the time and you talk about. And it is on the mind of individuals keeping up, because last night in the seminar, they were concerned. The questions were, as you mentioned, inflation, medical, and taxes, right?
And with
the stock market volatility. Well, those are all things that are important. And even one guy said, well, I'd be very upset if I didn't try to help control some of those whenever I had the opportunity to. And that goes back to being complacent. You know, we all have our financial stuff that we don't really think about throughout the year until we really need to, until something comes up. But there have been a lot of tax changes that have happened, and it really is beneficial to sit down and talk with someone who might have read up and understand a little bit about how to interpret some of those changes for your taxes. Now, I want to fast forward it just a little bit, because you were talking about Medicare and some of those costs, and you're absolutely right. Medicare is seeing an increase of cost possibly next year. And you and I were talking about this, and as amazing as the progress of medicine is becoming, you know, being able to make organs for individuals, which will help individuals that are on the transplant list, you know, maybe we're going to save a few more lives because of that. But also the Alzheimer's drug. That Alzheimer's drug that has just hit the market is one of the factors that's causing Medicare to go up because of its price tag of $56,000. I might be off by 100 or two somewhere in there, but I'm thinking that's probably one of the main reasons. And so, you know, that's just part of some of what we're seeing in the upcoming year and have to make plans for. I mean, those are things that you can do, and it's never too late. You know, when people come in and they talk to us, they're like, you know, I've just waited for so long to do it because I didn't think that I had enough. Well, you know, it is enough, and it's never too late to come in and talk about it and get an idea. We even have a gentleman come in last week, and he was like, you know, I've learned a lot since I've come to you guys and we started this conversation, because it's not a conversation that he had engaged on, but he was thinking about it a little bit more now because he didn't want to keep working. He was tired of working. He'd been working a long time, you know. So having a conversation about that is important. And, you know, Medicare just doesn't cover just the healthcare expenses, as you see. You know, it also affects part of your Social Security in the cost of living. You know, I think they're projecting that one of the five Social Security changes that they're talking about occurring in 2022 is that cost of living adjustment. You know, right. I think they're talking about going up to like 5.9%. Well, you know, that matters to people that are going to have to pay higher Medicare premiums if those costs go up, because it might not be keeping up with the inflation rate and the cost of living. I'm going to take a track off here for just a second, because on the way home from the seminar the other night, I did a Google check. Now, Amazon was having some issues, so I had to go over to Google to check it for their their website was experiencing some technical difficulties, which is kind of concerning too, because it had a lot to do with the financial apps. It actually locked up the financial apps, and it locked up a larger part of the tech companies. And so that's another thing to put into consideration of securing some of your money and being diversified. But I kind of forgot where I was going with that. Where was I going with that, Gary?
Well, you were really kind of talking about Medicare and Social Security those kind of cost increases that we have to deal with because of different things that are affecting not only the economy, but the age of our population is affecting Medicare. You know, as we live longer, there are more of us that are consuming medical products and healthcare products. And as we live longer, you know, parts of our bodies just wear out at different stages. So, you know, the government's cost for maintaining Medicare and the government's cost for maintaining Social Security is on a continual increasing path right now. Part of it is because there are so many of us baby boomers out here. You know, our parents, if you were born between 1946 and 1964, made a lot of us. We didn't make as many many babies as our parents. So there are fewer people contributing to Social Security right now, which pays for our Social Security benefits. So it is important. And you know, you say it's never too late to plan. I'm going to step out a little bit, and I'm going to say, yeah, if you come into us and you're 59 or 65 and you're just starting to plan, well, it's not too late to plan, but you're going to be way behind compared to if you'd come in if you were in your late 40s or even earlier. You know, you talk about the volatility of the stock market. Yes, it is volatile. It's had a steady growth rate over the last decade, but we've also had decades where it wasn't as steady. So for younger people, if I'm in my 30s, I'm probably going to be leaning a little bit more towards taking more risk at even looking at different investments in the market. Once you hit 50 and 60, I'm not saying take your money out of the market, but I'm saying you need to change the way you think about your investing as you get closer to retirement. You still want to get a return on your investment, but you've got to protect yourself against market losses. Market losses hurt you really more than market gains, because when you have a market loss, you've got to make up all that loss before you can continue to get an increase to save for retirement. So yeah, that's one of the things we help people look at. How much exposure do you have? How much risk are you taking? We take risk every time we walk out our door just to walk across the street or drive down the street in our car. And we insure ourselves against all sorts of things like that. So take a minute and actually evaluate where you're saving your money for retirement. People come in and we help them look at the risk they're taking. So many people today we find are taking way more risks than they probably think they are, because they think they have to. You don't necessarily have to take risk with all of your money to make it grow and protect it so that you can use it when you get ready to retire. Retirement is a big step for people. It's a big old change.
And that's why it's important to talk with someone that deals with retirement and retirement topics and issues. And that's what we do at Safe Harbor. So they can come in and they can schedule an appointment to talk with you or Jim. And they can do that by calling 251-625-1226 or...
877-251-1984. And it's not just one person. It's the whole team that you need to incorporate. You know, we regularly talk with our clients, CPAs and attorneys, because those also bring in important aspects of how we're planning for retiring. You know, we don't give tax advice. We don't give legal advice. But we rely on people to help our clients put together their types of estate planning that incorporate all those specialties in protecting and growing their money. I'm not going to tell you retirement is complicated. It's really simple. Save enough money, protect it from losses, and then, you know, use it as you need it when you retire. But it gets complicated because there's all these outside forces that are affecting how you're saving your money, how much of your money you're going to have left when you actually pull that trigger and need to depend on that income for the rest of your life.
And Gary, I just remembered what I forgot earlier. So it came back around to me.
Good.
I was talking about Google. I was just having one of those moments there. But I happened to Google, and the Alabama is one of the 5 states that hasn't adopted a new state minimum wage law. The minimum wage in the state of Alabama is $7.25, and that hasn't been changed since 2009. And with today's inflation rates, if you're making minimum wage, that has to be hard on a family just to stay afloat.
Sure.
And, you know, they've been talking, and we mentioned this a few months ago, about slowly increasing the retirement age. Well, they're talking about it again. They're talking about increasing sometime in 2022 the retirement age to 67 for those turning 62. So at the age at which you can claim full retirement benefits is increasing to 67 years old in 2022. But this applies to people that are born in 1960 or a little later. So if you turn 62 in 2022, you'll be facing a full retirement age of 67 years old.
Right. And that age is probably going to go up as our lifespan gets longer. People are going to be working longer to be able to afford to save for retirement. And one of the ways that, you know, the government is trying to preserve Social Security is to push that full retirement age out just a little bit. You know, some people continue to work in retirement. Some people don't. But whether you work or whether you don't, it doesn't change the amount of money that you need to pay your essential expenses and just, you know, continue the lifestyle that you've lived most of your life. You know, when my parents retired, they probably expected a much calmer lifestyle, lower expenses, doing less. That's not true for retirees today. Retirees, because we're in better health, we do more things. We travel more. We spend more. In your first few years of retirement, you're probably going to spend as much or maybe a little more than you were spending in your last few working years. That's why it's so important to have a plan for pulling your money out. One of the old ideas was a 4% rule. You know, pull out 4% of your assets every year, and that should last you over a period of 25 to 30 years.
The old 60-40, now they're talking about reevaluating that and looking at holding about 3 or 3.3% of that, having to adjust for the risk. But you have to do that anyway.
You always have to be evaluating your risks. Risks, when you're young, you can take more risk because you have a longer lifetime to make up for when you do have corrections. I don't care how long you've been in the stock market. Eventually, the stock market's going to have a correction. I'm not a broker. I'm not a registered investment advisor, so I don't give stock advice. But just looking back at the history, you know, our market does have periods where it grows beautifully, but it also has periods where it has corrections. So when you get older, you don't have the length of time before you're going to start making withdrawals to maybe earn back some of the things that correct when different markets change. I can think of years ago, there was one cell phone company who was probably the largest cell phone company producer in the world. They had a huge amount of the market, and they were the first company to bring out a flip phone. How many people remember flip phones? There's a company called Nokia. And Nokia was thriving until this little bitty company called Apple came out and gave us a smartphone. So when you look at your investments, you know, don't always think that one company is going to, or one set of companies is going to be the best place to invest in. And don't just put all your assets into one place. Put your assets in different places so that when you do get ready to retire, you're reducing that risk.
And that just kind of goes back to how you're positioned and what are you doing to help, you know, minimize your taxes to keep money as you're in retirement or thinking about retirement. Are you prepared? Is your income prepared for what we're dealing with in this new economy? If you're not sure, there is no obligation to come in or pick up the phone and give us a call at 251-625-1226.
Or 877-251-1984.
And we'll be happy to talk with you. Gary or Jim will be happy to talk with you and some of those concerns. So you can come in and schedule an appointment with us and sit down and let's just kind of brainstorm and get back on track. Hopefully things are going to get better. It's never the whole adage of the sky is falling. That I remember the old nursery rhyme of Henny Penny. You know, you can't keep talking doom and gloom because sometimes the sunshine does come through. And it might take a little bit for those clouds to kind of clear out of the skies right now. But I think we're going to get stronger.
Oh, I know we are. Our economy's always going to be growing. Yeah, there are forces in the world that are going to affect it, but I would never bet against the U.S. economy. But it also never take for granted the fact that you've got to take time to plan and prepare and adapt. You know, nobody holds one investment or one strategy their entire life because your needs change as you get older. So that's one of the things that we help people look at. How are your needs changing compared to when you were 30 or 40, now that you're 60 and 70?
So go to that financial junk drawer, grab your financial stuff, and give us a call at Safe Harbor. And until next week, folks, have a great day.
Great.
Call 625-1226 or toll free 877-251-1984. I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. Listen each week at this same time on this same station for Safe Investing in the New Economy. Safe Harbor Financial Services LLC is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies every day using a variety of insurance and investment products to work toward meeting their specific goals. We are not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection benefits, safety, security, or guaranteed lifetime income generally refers to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Induction of an individual into Advisors XL Hall of Fame is based on a financial professional's cumulative annuity production. It is not indicative of the individual's knowledge, experience, or past or future performance. Advisors XL Excel is an independent marketing organization located in Topeka, Kansas. This program is a paid placement.